I've always wanted to be a midwife.
Really?
Mm.
What's attracted you to that profesh?
It would just be amazing.
Why would it?
What do you mean, why would it? You're helping a woman through the most vulnerable time in her life.
Yeah.
And then you're giving her a baby.
I'm not denying the fantastic work the midwives do. I was just surprised that you were aspiring to be a midwife. I thought maybe you were going to say something like a concert pianist or an astronaut. Maybe a trampoline artist. Trapeze artist, even.
Oh, that would be good.
Is a contortionist
one of those things that speaks with the puppet?
Yeah, yes. Ventriloquist.
Oh, ventriloquist. Yeah, that's the one I meant. Yeah. That's what I'd like to be.
That's right, yeah.
Contortionist, ventriloquist.
Totally different.
I've wanted to clean a big window with those squeegee things and those blades.
I've always wanted to do one of those.
Yeah, do you know, I've wanted to do that as well. But it's really not fun. I have done it. But when you see them with the giant blade.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do.
They make it
finish
look
my
so
sentence.
Easy.
One day.
Who's listening to you?
What I would like to do is go in one of those cradles on a tower block, you know, like a skyscraper. It's got to be a really tall building, the wind blowing.
Wouldn't you be a bit scared if, like, falling off the back of
it? The cradle could start swaying from side to side a little bit. Then one of the cables breaks on the one side and I have to cling on for dear life.
And then do you have to kick through the window?
And then,
you've got to kick through the window.
I've got to swing the cradle to get enough momentum that I can smash through a window and leap in.
I'd quite like you to go smash through the window onto the boardroom, though. Like, with one of those big round tables and you just kind of belly flop in.
Yeah, and then stand up and say something like, I'm bored of this meeting. And then do a cheesy wink to the camera and shoot out.
Or can we have a conference call next time?
Hey.
Put your sunglasses on.
Slide down the table, get to the other end where, like, the big boss is, and you literally just land face to face with him, and you grab his coffee and you drink his coffee.
The boss could be Alan Sugar as well.
Oh.
Because he annoys you, doesn't he?
Yeah, and I'd like to swing and then smash through the window, and then my feet would go straight into his face and knock him flying backwards
through
the door.
I think that's very nice.
Gone too far,
and you say, you're fired.
Yeah, and then he'd fall backwards into one of those office chairs, and it would roll backwards through the door and then down the staircase, and he'd be there going,
God, blimey.
Cockles and muscles.
This is bloody horrible, this is.
It's a right 2 and 8.
Oh, and Strad.
And then we'd all wake up because it was a terrible dream.